Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
After 12 died at a mass shooting in Virginia Beach, Democratic Governor Ralph Northam called a special session on gun control. This week, lawmakers will consider his list of reform efforts, everything from background checks and waiting periods to extreme risk protective orders. The NRA and the Virginia Citizens Defense League oppose all of that. Rachel Bidecoffer at Christopher Newport University says if Republicans take a business-as-usual approach to handling these bills, they're taking a risk.
So if the Republicans want to kill them in committee, it's going to happen with a great deal of sunshine, and it's going to get intense press coverage. So it's going to be a completely different ballgame.
That ballgame won't have to compete with hundreds of other games that happen during a General Assembly session, when all these bills strike out before they ever get a recorded vote on the floor. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says Republicans are going to have to consider their actions while also on the campaign trail.
If the Republicans bottle everything up in committee the way that occurred during the general session, the Republicans are probably going to lose their legislative majorities, and these bills may very well pass next year.
This November, every seat in the General Assembly will be on the ballot, all 100 seats in the House of Delegates and all 40 seats in the state Senate. I'm Michael Pope.